How is your prayer life? Do you pray as often as you should? You know, prayer is and should be an essential part of a Christian's life. Our Savior, Jesus Christ, was a man of prayer, as we see in passages like Matthew 14, verse 23, and chapter 26, verse 36 through 44, and Mark 1:35, and John 17, 2 through 24. I'd recommend you go and read those passages. Now, this implies that we must ask ourselves, if prayer was so important to our Lord, well, why should it be any less important to me? We can certainly infer that every disciple should learn to pray correctly and often. In fact, Jesus' apostles asked him to teach them how to pray in Luke 11, verse 1. Now, isn't it interesting that the disciples never asked him to teach them how to do anything else like preach or sing? So what is prayer? Well, the International Standard Bible Encyclopedia describes prayer as a supplication, making a plea or a request to speak to a superior. It is to approach God. Now, we could say that it is the heart's desire that expresses itself to God, as we see in passages like Romans 10, verse 1, and 1 Timothy 2, verse 1. Now, the Bible uses the term prayer in various Hebrew and Greek forms about 350 times. That means it's an important word and an action that God wants us to know and do. So prayer is a great privilege for the Christian. It's something very powerful according to James 5, verse 16 and 18, Hebrews 4, verse 16, and even Revelation chapter 8, verse 3 through 5. That's because the enormous amount of power it has lies in the fact that prayer is a way for us to speak directly to God Himself, the Creator of the universe. Now, could you imagine having a direct line to the office of, let's say, the President of the United States, that you could just anytime pick it up and call him and ask anything you want from him and he would answer? That would certainly be an incredible privilege and something truly powerful. Well, Christians have something even more powerful than that. We have prayer. And how marvelous is it that our Almighty God desires to hear from His own creation? So we have examples and commandments of prayer in verses like Matthew chapter 6, verses 5 through 15, which provides us with a divine model for prayer. It is the form that Jesus taught His disciples, and we can still use that same prayer model today. And then in other verses, such as 1 Timothy 2, verse 5, and Hebrews 7, verse 25, and Colossians 3:17, we learn that we must pray through our Savior, Jesus Christ. We must pray in His name, according to John 14, 13 through 14. And this means that praying according to the authority of the Lord, this is a significant thing because, according to the Hebrews, one's name represented everything to a person. And that's what you see in passages like Acts chapter 4, verses 7 through 10. Now, since Jesus truly is the highest authority, using His name gives us access to God in prayer. Now, let's consider the purpose of prayer. Prayer serves many purposes for the Christian. It is a means to worship God, to glorify and praise our God, and to thank Him for what He has done for us. It's how we ask for forgiveness. It's also our given method for expressing our desire for Him to help others. So prayer is a spiritual discipline which every Christian should strive to develop and maintain and improve on a daily basis. Prayer is practically the lifeblood of a Christian spirituality. And draw that from passages like 1 Peter 5, verse 7, and Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. You might want to ask, how often should we pray? Well, James 1, verse 5 says to pray when we lack wisdom, as that is when we need to make decisions. James 5, 13 through 18 teaches us to pray when one is sick. According to Acts 20, verses 36 through 38, we should also pray at the time of separation from loved ones. And we must pray for an increase in faith, as we see in 1 Thessalonians 3, verse 10. We should also be continually giving thanks to God, as we see in Colossians 4, verse 2. In 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 17, it says that we must pray without ceasing, which means that we must seek every available opportunity to pray. So with all of that in mind, let me now give you some practical tips for praying. One, pick a specific time and a place for praying each and every day, and plan on praying multiple times a day, if possible. And then set a place where there is sufficient privacy and no distractions. Secondly, pray when you first wake up, and then pray before eating before a meal. Pray in times of need or temptation when you think of many different ways that God has blessed you. You might also pray when making important decisions. Pray before, during, and after studying the Bible. Pray before going to sleep at night. Make a prayer list to help you remember those who need your prayers, or take the church bulletin home with you and pray for all the people in the bulletin. When you do pray in public, pray with sincerity of heart and without intention to impress others. And then pray with fervor, like it says in Colossians 4, verse 12. Persevere in prayer. Matthew 26, 44 and 2 Corinthians 12, 7 through 8 teach us that. You see, prayer is such a powerful and wonderful privilege that every Christian should constantly be practicing in their spiritual walk. So remember, God wants to hear from you.